Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from Grinder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show powered by Steel. Today in the Steel Studios, we're going to talk about training with Matt Crinklaw from Greenius, the awesome online training company. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. Matt Crinklaw is the Executive Vice President of Greenius, the online training platform that countless landscape pros rely on. Matt is a proud graduate of Fanshawe College, and listen to this, folks. He has been part of training over 400,000 landscape pros. Think about that. Really excited to have my friend Matt on with us today on The Grow Show. Matt, welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to joining you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matt. You know, your family, how'd you get to Greenius, your role with Greenius. Just tell us a little bit about you so we get to know you.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been married and went with my wife now for at least 23 years. And going back, I had left my hometown. She had just finished university and she'd gotten a job in a new city. So I went, followed her to that new city, and I got a job in advertising. And I was working at an ad agency doing all their web development, their website designs. And from there, one of my friends owned a large landscape company back in my hometown, and they have probably about 120 employees. They do maintenance, design, build, enhancements. Wow. And he called me up and said, well, we need a training program. And I said, okay, great. Well, here's how you got to do it. You got to go do A, B, and C. And a month went by, I didn't hear from him. My phone rings again and he goes, hey, Matt, A, B, and C are really hard. He's like, why don't you come do it with us? And I said, okay, I hummed and hawed, but I thought about the opportunity. So I quit my job and I added an hour and a half commute to my life. And I was driving it every day, but I'd drive to the shop and I started learning about the landscape industry. And before long, I fell in love with it. And I always really like to tell this story about how I really kicked off with Greenius. And this is going back probably 18 years ago, because I was coming from the advertising industry, I needed to know what it's like to be a landscaper, what they go through in a day. So I wanted to work on their crews. Wow. So I started on a design build crew and I show up at the job site and they don't know who I am or why I'm there. They just see me as a new employee on the crew. And I pull up within, I would say, 10 minutes, a crew leader's like, hey, get in that Kubota and move that load of A gravel that just got delivered to the backyard. And I said, whoa, I've never driven a tractor before. He's like, oh, here's the key, get in, pull this lever, just do it. And I get in and I load up my bucket, which was only 20% full, I'm being generous there. It was only 20% yep. full. And I'm driving between multi-million dollar houses with only a few feet clearance on each side. And then I get to the back and I dump it and I'm annoying everybody. I'm going slow. I'm taking four times longer than anybody else. I put the whole job behind and I was just pissing people off. And the only thing I had done wrong was being new on the crew. And at that moment, I was like, hey, you know what? I can do something about this. And from there, Greenius was born. We started filming training videos and really building an online program for that landscape company. And then it just slowly started taking off from there. So it comes from really grassroots of landscaping. And it's just been incredible. And I love the industry. And here I am 18 years later.
You know, we've had an opportunity to visit many times. I did not know that story. And I think that's great because it certainly drives home the point that, yeah, you were ticking them off by going slow and taking 20% of a bucket when it should have been probably 120% rounded off to the top and all those things. But how many of us deal with that and we're upset with our team? And the only thing that's going to get that better is training.
100%.
And That's awesome. So we like to say here at the Grow Group and at our mothership, Grunder Landscaping, Matt, that training is an investment. It's not an expense. And I don't think it was probably until I was about 35 when I really started to understand that training is an investment, not an expense. I see so many companies that just kind of go through the motions. They seemingly do the training to make a nice video for their social media feed. And they don't maybe always understand that it really is an investment. Talk to us about, because you're an expert on adult learning, talk to us about the power of training and help us build the case for doing it beyond the marketing side or maybe the videos that we would want to put out. Can you share a success story? Can you build the case for anyone that maybe isn't training right now as to why I would say they have to do it? Not they want to do it, they have to do it.
Absolutely. And I think of two examples right off the hop. And the first one was at our company. So at our landscape company, it was a lot of HOAs and condos. So hundreds and hundreds of properties to manage every week. So what we did was we took a new hire with no training and we had them go cut 50 front properties. And we measured how long it took them, how long to fix the mistakes, how long to go do the rework. And then we measured it against an experienced employee with 1 year experience. And we had them go do 50. And right off the hop, they were 40% more efficient than the new hire. So the idea is, if we see it as a 100-yard race, getting a new hire from that zero mark to that 100-yard mark where you're 40% more efficient, what we found was with training and proper onboarding, you can start that race at the 30-yard line or the 40-yard line, and you can get to that productivity way faster by doing that program. But in the real world, another company, and this is recently, so many people know Justin White. He's big on social media. He's from K&D Landscaping there. And I was on a call with him recently. He's been a Greenius customer for 5+ years. And their turnover was around the 50% mark, give or take. And what they had done was they had built a career pass program where they give the employee basically a roadmap on how to be successful at their company. All the boxes you got to check to get promotions and higher wages. And then they rolled out Greenius to execute on it. And by creating this kind of career path employee program, they've lowered their turnover to almost 14%. So that's a 30% reduction in employee turnover. And what that means is the people are staying longer. You have a wider berth of more experience, more efficiency, and you're just going to start seeing less mistakes. You're going to see less equipment damage. And all of this starts slowly adding more profit into the business. And for them, the amount of reduction in turnover and efficiency they're gaining is like 5x their cost of Greenius. It's just a no-brainer. It's a small price to pay to get all this benefit back.
Yeah. And I know we've seen here at Grunder and in the countless over 250 now companies in our peer groups, the benefit to, you know, Dale Carnegie said, take an interest in others and they'll take an interest in you. I think in terms of training, you're showing your interest in your team. And I think any form of training, it can be online training, the things that Greenius does, it can be taking them to our event Grow. It can be sent them to a local event. I don't see how you can logically argue the case that making an investment in your team doesn't come back at you. There's a bond that's built. Certainly we always feel good, I think, as employees when people decide and they see you taking an interest in them. I think it goes a long way. So you're an expert at adult learning, and that's what I really want to try to gain out of this conversation today on the Grow Show powered by Steel, Matt. And Greenius is merely a delivery mechanism. And you guys do an incredible job with Greenius, but I think more importantly, you really understand adult learning. And you know a lot about the hat and how adults learn, because I think it's not as simple as people think. What are the things we need to know about adult learning, especially for production people like landscapers? Because I will share a little bit of inside baseball about the Grow Group. Last year, we had almost 1,100 people at Grow in Columbus, Matt. None of our programs, and this is intentional, are over 45 minutes. because we know the attention span wanes and we want to get people up and moving around. We try to put on an event that I would want to attend, first of all, and that I would want to spend money to have my team attend. So I know you know a lot about adult learning, and I think there's a little bit of a difference between teaching a group of CPAs continuing ed and landscapers that are doing techniques and tactics and things. Can you tell us what you've learned about adult learning and make us better?
Yeah, for sure. And this has evolved over time. What's the case 20 years ago is definitely not the case anymore. And on-demand technology has changed that. We all remember 20 years ago when you wanted to watch your show, you had to schedule it on your calendar. You had to be at home at that time. Otherwise, you just missed it. Versus now we have services where you can just call anything you want when you want to watch it.
That is such a great point. I never even thought about that and how much easier and more effective that makes the training.
For sure. And yeah, you can train when you're ready to be captivative, right? So it's not forced on you when you're not ready. You can just go watch it when you're ready. But essentially, adults, really anyone in general, likes to learn in one of three ways. You like to read about it, you like to listen about it, or you like to be shown how to do it and work with somebody. So everyone has one of those that they naturally gravitate towards.
Listen, shown. Read, listen, shown.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I know for me, I can read all I want, but until I have it in my hands, that's where I really start learning.
Makes sense.
Versus I know people that can read a book and be really educated on that topic. So we all gravitate to one of those three, and we kind of know which one we like to do. So what we tried to do at Greenius was, hey, you can go watch the video. It's fully narrated, so you can listen to it. But then we have a field checklist where you have to go out, actually pick up the equipment and get checked off that you actually know how to use it correctly. So we're trying to cover all three bases for all three different learning styles. And really, that's the most effective way. And I'm the first person to say you just cannot watch a skid steer video and go be an expert on a skid steer. You just got to put time on the machine. That's the only way you'll get there. But what if you know the correct PPE? What if you know that your visibility is terrible in a skid steer? You got to watch out for your coworkers. You know how to fuel it correctly. You know the risks. You know to walk the job site. All these things that you take for granted as an experienced operator that you assume everybody just knows, they just don't know that. And if you can give them that solid foundation before they touch any piece of equipment, you're just going to start see a lot more benefit and even longevity on your equipment.
So you gave a great case for why you train. What do you train on there? So I hear what you're saying as far as the nuances of the machine, maybe, you know, where you check the oil, things like that, whatever. But you're right. Operating a skid steer, a Vermeer mini skid, a mower. I mean, I know you have training even on blowers. I've heard some people laugh. There's training on blowers. Like, what's so hard about that? Well, you'd be surprised. You think about all the things that we do with a blower and how many hours we spend behind one. Just a real quick story, Matt. So several years ago, I was working with a landscaping company in Arlington, Virginia. And we went out to look at a job site. It was about 9:30 and it was a newer crew that was blowing leaves. And we went in, it was a fenced in backyard and it was a pretty big yard for Arlington, Virginia. If you're familiar with Arlington, Virginia, it's a lot of postage stamp lawns. This one was pretty big and there was a hill in the backyard that went down to a fence. And the men were blowing all the leaves from the fence down from the gate down towards the backyard and in against the fence, which meant if they kept doing that, you're going to have to tarp all those leaves from way down there out versus if you would have started in the back blowing this way, you'd have less, you know, it'd be easier. And I remember my client was like, gosh, these guys, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? That's so stupid. And I said, well, how much training have you done on blowing leaves? He said, I got to train on blowing leaves. I mean, seriously, they can't figure that out. And I said, well, how many oak trees are in Mexico? I mean, it's one of those things where I think there's an awful lot of owners and leaders that when they're pushed back on some assumptions like that, like I did, they don't have an argument to stand on, and they realize in some cases, God, Marty's right. Like, we do have to train on blowing. So, you know, I think it's some of these things. Okay, maybe Matt and Marty don't need training on blowing. Maybe we understand that, but you and I have been doing this a long time. It's a little bit easier. So what else do you train on? If somebody's listening and they're feeling bad that they haven't done a good job training, what should they train on?
Yeah, well, starting at the regulations, first and foremost, right? OSHA makes a due diligence clause that you got to make employees aware of all known hazards. And they're quite vague in their actual requirements per se, other than that general duty clause, but by making your employees aware of all known hazards, that's first and foremost. So we like to think about it at least three ways. So personal hazards, bystander hazards, and property hazards. So how can I hurt myself in this process? How can I hurt my coworkers and the customers? And then lastly, how could I damage any property using this equipment? And first and foremost, whether you use Greenius or not, start there, right? That'll give you that due diligence requirement and document it first and foremost.
And so, why document it? Why is that so important?
So your lawyer wants three things whenever you have an accident or an incident. And those three things are documents, documents, and documents. By having that piece, even if it's just a checklist that where the employee signs and the crew leader signs, which we have in our app, but even if you have your own field checklists, have them sign and your crew leader sign to actually document you had a training process in place. So if challenged, which unfortunately we've been a part of some legal challenges where an employee was seriously injured and the contractor had to prove they had put through a thorough training program. And we were able to help them with that because of all the documentation there. So first and foremost, definitely what OSHA states, make the employees aware of all known hazards. And then kind of to layer on that would be your PPE required for the job. So, I mean, quite often we take our hearing for granted. My wife's an audiologist, so she'll love that I'm focusing on hearing. Yeah. But she sees people younger and younger and younger with hearing problems, mostly because of ear pods, people listening to music really loud, not protecting their hearing. So she's seen younger and younger people needing hearing aids as an example. So hearing protection is important, right? So understanding that why we want you to wear hearing protection. And although you might not be directly affected, but a year of using a blower at full speed is going to chip away at your hearing. And if you have a long career in landscaping, like I hope you do, because it's an awesome industry to be in, I want you to retire with great hearing.
Well, and I think, again, what we're talking about here is, you know, for me, sometimes it's a lot easier for me to think, where would I want one of my kids to work? Would I want them to work at the company that's doing training and a lot of it is about their personal safety? Or do I want to want them working at a company where nobody seems to care about any of that? I mean, today's marketplace for the team member is so tough anyway. I mean, I think these are one of the things you can distance yourself. I know one of the things we focus on here at Grunder with our Greenius training is we look where we've had callbacks. We look where we've had accidents. We look where we've had plants die. We look where we had man hours go over. And so we're looking at all the things in our scorecard that point to us not winning and then trying to do training to make that better. I can tell you, Matt, as an owner, nothing is more frustrating than to see a mistake made, but then there's no debriefing, there's no post-mortem analysis, there's no training, there's nothing. We just go, oh, well, and then a week later we do the same darn thing again. And I just think that's just silly. That's not what a winner does. And, you know, one of the only ways I think you're going to make your company better is through training. And we get asked of our peer groups all the time, I can't find team leaders. Can you tell me how I can recruit team leaders? I got to find them. And our response, Matt, is you're not going to find them. You got to develop a training program and create them. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And it becomes a great tool. So when you have a career path to become a crew leader and you have this documented, you have the process, and put it on your wall in your crew room and show people how you go from a maintenance technician to a crew leader. And here's the 20 things you got to get done. When you put that up on the wall and you show people,
That's a great point. I hope everybody is writing that down and not saying, well, I'm not big enough to do that. Because Matt, no matter what size you are, you could have that. What's the pathway to get promoted here? And what do I need to do?
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, titles are nice, but everybody just wants to make more money.
Yeah.
And if you can map that out for people, and then the second part to this is show them where they're at in the process. So from A to B, you got to do these 20 things. If every one of those people know exactly where they stand in that pathway, they know what they have to do to get there. And it becomes this insane retention tool, because people aren't going anywhere because they're working towards something and they know exactly what they have to do to get there. So why would I go anywhere else when I'm going to get a pay raise in the next 6 to 9 months? And they're working towards something, they're building a career. And then they see this as kind of loyalty. You're investing in them, you care about them, and they're going to get to that higher wage, that higher position, but it aligns with your goals because you want to grow by 20% next year. So you're going to need 4 crew leaders. So it's like this perfect marriage of goals. You have goals, they have goals, but they align at the top. And now you're solving your problems with career paths.
I also think that anytime you have something that you can refer to that's tangible like that, the team member can see where they are on their own versus saying, you know, I want to raise, I think I can do more. Well, now wait a second. Here's the path. This is where you are. You haven't made any effort to try to learn how to do landscaping tasks. You cannot install a paver patio by yourself, but you want to be a hardscape team leader. I mean, I want you to be a hardscape team leader too, Robbie, but you haven't done any of this. Like, let's go. That's what this program's for. Why don't we start today? Why don't we look at this? I think anytime you can show the path and have them see on their own where they own it versus something that's vague. You know, I love what you're saying about laying that all out. I was in Chipotle a couple years ago and I picked up one of their brochures that was their recruiting brochure, and it was masterfully done about how you got started in the company and how you ended up managing a store and how you ended up being a regional manager. And all the things in there were laid out. And then if you went on their website, it kind of had a deep dive into every job as far as what it was. And it was, I thought it was brilliant. Big company like Chipotle. I mean, there's no reason why we can't copy elements of that. I think what you're talking about is right.
100%. And I've had people come back to me and said, okay, Matt, well, I can only have so many crew leaders and branch managers. What do I do about that? I'm like, build technician pathways. So you can start, and first of all, start using the word technician. People want to apply for technician jobs. They don't want to apply for manual labor jobs. So first of all, start using the word technician, but have a maintenance technician level 1, then a maintenance technician level 2, and then a maintenance technician level 3. And each one does align with your business. It's just at a maintenance level 1, you're probably starting on garden beds, small equipment, blowers, trimmers, edgers, maybe a small walk. And then on a level 2, you're probably getting into the larger equipment. So now we're going to start using walkers, large walks. And then maybe at a 3, you start doing your crew leader training, or maybe you're using Kubota for wide area mowing, and just build these technician levels. And then they can work up through those. And then you have maybe a bunch of level 3s. And from there, you can pick your crew leaders. And then from your crew leaders, your branch managers. And you just have this full employee development program.
It makes total sense. And love how you laid it out like that. And the technician is a point well taken, something for us to think about here at Grunder. I know another thing that we've learned about training. A few years ago, I had an architect draw up plans for a new building. We started looking at what we were doing, for what it was going to cost us to build a training center. We could buy 4 box trucks and get them on the road and grow. We probably could have done both, but it really, at the end of the day, we were building a training center that I think we were over, not the rest of my team. I was overthinking what you needed for training. This morning, we were doing training with 25 men and a couple women. and we were standing in our shop. We had stools that they were sitting on, and there were monitors up, and they were going through Greenius training. So talk to us about some of the setups that you've seen. It doesn't take anything fancy. And talk to us a little bit about how Greenius can make that easy for you to train no matter where you are. I know when I got started, Matt, I was in a little pole barn, but it was clean. And I seen what we see in Greenius, we easily, when I had 15 employees, we easily could have used that in that little barn to train. Talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, so we have a group training option, and how we ran it at our landscape company was we would assemble everybody, say we're doing a maintenance training rodeo early in the spring to kick off the season. Everyone would come in, and then we would go through the videos together as a group. And with Greenius, each individual person takes attendance as attending that group training session, but they each get individual credit for attending that. So you would watch your videos on the equipment, use the exam as a discussion point. So if you're facilitating it, say, okay, what do you guys think about question number one? And you talk about it and educate them. They work through the video in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we go out to the yard, and there was stations set up, and each crew leader would then take their own crew. So now you're in groups of probably three or four, and they would go through each piece of equipment that that maintenance crew is going to use. And then at the end of the day, they would have a barbecue to cap it off. So then now in just one day, you've trained your entire maintenance division on how they want it done, but each crew leader has a chance to show their crew member how they want it done at the same time, because each crew leader is accountable to the route. So they might want things done a certain way, and they can really dial that in. And then where we really shined was people that miss that, or if you have that 40% turnover, you're going to go through all those people, 40% of those people by the end of the summer. So once you hit your busy season and you're in the throes of recruiting and hiring, you can hire a person on Friday, say, hey, watch these videos and show up Monday morning. On Monday, they hop in their truck with the crew, drive to the job site. The crew leader holds back with the new person, gets the other two or three working, and say, I'm just going to go through your checklist again. And then the crew leader quickly runs them through those same checklists, probably take them an hour. And then that new hire is now up to speed. And again, they're not going to be your expert operator,
but you got them started. Right.
They're going to know how to fuel it. And anyone that's heard me speak has heard me say this story, but I love it for its impact. And we had one contractor was telling me they had a crew leader who had a new hire. And he said, hey, go fuel all the equipment with the blue fuel, and then we'll load it up and head out. So the employee went into the shop, grabbed the blue fuel, started fueling all the blowers, trimmers, edgers, that blue fuel that turns blue when you add the oil to it, and thought he had done a stellar job. And the crew leader comes up to grab all the equipment, and he sees a pile of empty windshield washer fluid jugs.
Oh my God.
And the employee had grabbed blue, thinking it was the fuel, and filled all the equipment with windshield washer fluid. And that one mistake ended up costing $6,000 in repairs to get all that equipment cleaned out. And if you're operating at a 10% profit margin, you got to go out and sell and service $60,000 now, because you didn't take an hour to teach an employee how to fuel correctly.
You know, Matt, a couple of years ago, one of our team leaders told an employee to go get the power washer, and they came out and loaded a shop vac on a truck.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can laugh, but that's kind of what we're dealing with. There's a lot of young people don't do those things that used to be done with their dad working. They just don't. They're playing video games and other things. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I mean, I don't like it, but I'm just saying, like, that's what you're dealing with. So you can either just make fun of everyone and say it's awful, or you can put a training program in place to get people to understand it.
It's basically insurance on all those future fires that crew leaders are constantly putting out: turf tear, damaged fence posts, blowers backing into cars, all these headaches that crew leaders deal with. It's like, well, what if I could buy some insurance to reduce that? You're going to pay that bill all day.
That's a great way to look at training. Yeah, that's a great way. Are there any other, before we move on, because I want to talk a little bit more specifically about what you're doing with Greenius, are there any more best practices with training that you want to impart upon all of our watchers and viewers and listeners on The Grow Show powered by Steel?
Yeah, just get started. Don't get overwhelmed by creating a perfect program. You'll just never get started. Just commit to a program and then continually build on it. And even if you just start with your new hires. So if you said, okay, great, you know what? I agree, we got to do more training. Let's just start with the next five people we hire, try it out. And then once you get it up and running, you can start training your experienced employees and just get started.
Just get started. I love it. All right, Matt Greeny, it's an amazing tool. I find it to be very affordable. Let's talk about how Greenius works specifically and why it's been so successful. Can you touch on the high points of that?
Yeah, for sure. So first and foremost, it was built by a landscaper for landscapers. So everything we've built has been from the ground up. It's all been tried and tested. And I'll tell a funny story about that. So I remember our first blower course. So I was the only person working at Greenius and I was developing all our own content. And keep in mind, I was very new to the industry. So I had read the manual on using a blower. I could recite it back to you perfectly. I wrote the script. I went out and it was just me. And if you remember, I think it's called Survivor Man, where he'd set up a camera and a tripod, himself. That was me filming our first course. So I go out. I start it, I fuel it, I stop it, I'm using it, and I edit it all. And I think I knocked this out of the park. And I go back to the company and I get all the landscapers. And I was like, hey, everybody, watch this course. I want your feedback. And they just all started laughing. They were like, that's not how you use a blower. So I learned very early on that you can't teach an actor to landscape. It's easier to teach a landscaper to act.
And
when I had that light bulb moment, our content just got
really good.
100% better. So where we really shine is all of the people in our videos are professional landscapers. And we're showing best practice. We're using general knowledge, so it's not really brand specific, but where you can really dive into is our field checklists are customizable. So if you do have a proprietary process or you really want it dialed into your own way of doing things, you can go ahead and customize that.
And it's been nice to see it evolve because a lot of that stuff in the last 3 years that we've been using it, it's just much more user-friendly. It's much more applicable. You really can customize it. The basic videos that you have are fantastic. Yeah, you're going to watch a video and say, well, we don't do it exactly like that. But in most cases, Matt, it hits 95% of them. When you go to try to, you know, if you're going to be one of these guys that thinks you're going to do your own software and all that stuff, I mean, have at it. Go spend time doing that and see where that gets you. You're going to call me back in 2 years and say it was a mistake. What are common mistakes you see companies making with the training program in general? I get, you know, the parts like the blue fuel and that, but what are some other mistakes that they make that you found with Greenius?
Yeah, the two biggest things I can really see, and this is a pattern from thousands of contractors. So this comes from a well-informed place. It's one, not identifying key people and getting their buy-in. So first of all, who's going to own this process? Who's going to be responsible? Once you hire somebody, who's going to get them into the system and ensure that they get that training assigned? So that's the first part is who's going to own this?
Yeah.
And then the second part is getting the crew leader buy-in. So getting them to execute on those field checklists, make sure they know how you want to train people, understanding that, hey, this is really important. So getting those stakeholders really involved is really key. And then adoption. So A lot of contractors that do really well with this go all in. And they said, we're willing to change our culture and build a training program. So they go all in.
I think that is the best point that you've made so far, Matt. I think that's it. It's about changing your culture. It's about taking an interest in your people. It's showing them a career path. It's making, you know, it's taking an interest in them. So they take an interest in you. It is changing the culture.
I was in a meeting with a large landscape company. I won't say their name, but there was two ops managers And one of them was all in on Greenius and saw our value and potential and was really excited. And the other one only had kind of the toe in the water. And then we were going through this process, working out the best program for them. And that skeptical ops manager goes, well, this is going to change all our culture. Why do we want to do this? And the other ops manager goes, exactly. We want to change our culture. We want to get better. And it was funny how the mindset, the negative person that took the negative mindset, like, was exactly what will cause it to fail. You got to be committed to changing.
You know, it's funny, Matt, we ask anyone I'm working with, if I'm coaching them, if I'm teaching a session, if we're facilitating a peer group meeting, one of the things I always like to ask the contractor is, would you want to work for you? And when I listen to what that guy's saying, like, the one ops manager I'd want to work for, the other guy wouldn't, because the other guy sounds like he doesn't want to do anything extra. He doesn't give a darn about you. The other guy on the surface may sound less selfish, but I would say his actions actually, that's the right way to go, because it's going to make his job easier in the long run. You know what? I heard somebody once say, don't worry about training people and having them leave. Worry about not training them and having them stay. And again, it's two schools of thought. One is a thought of abundance and a philosophy of abundance. One is of scarcity. I think the abundance philosophy, you're going to win. And that's, to me, that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, I think it's Richard Branson's quote that says, train them so well they can leave, but treat them so right they don't want to, give or take. It's along those lines. But
I like that. Yeah.
I really think that that's what we're trying to do here. If you train your people so great that they could go be leaders somewhere else, and you've done your job.
That's true. That's a great way to look at it. Yeah.
It's going to happen. That's the reality. Yeah. People are going to.
So what you're saying is that's a sign of growth in your firm. And I think you're right.
Yeah. And it's not something you worry about. Like, if you worry that running that marathon is going to rupture your Achilles or hurt your knee, you're not going to go all in. You're not going to get committed and you're not going to finish a race, versus focusing on what you can control and trying to finish that race.
That makes sense. I often like to ask our guests that are in the technology space or your space, technology and training, what trends you're seeing. What trends are you seeing in 2025 and 2026 that you feel our listeners should be aware of? Is there something out there that you see that you can share?
Yeah, there's two that are starting to creep up. And obviously, we have a people problem in the landscape industry. It's hard to find people. And I'm seeing a bunch of contractors now starting to use robotic mowers to help bridge some gaps there.
Yep.
So I would say that's an emerging field. And I'm seeing a lot of interesting stuff there. And I actually commented on LinkedIn. I think it's going to raise a whole new cybersecurity issue, because if you're a landscape company with 40 remote robotic mowers, like, what happens if they get hacked and somebody's out there running these mowers all over the place, right? So it's a whole emerging field that I'm finding really interesting. And then the other one I'm really interested in is battery powered equipment. And for me, this one is really interesting. And I think the whole pandemic shift to work from home has had an impact on landscaping in a unique way, where all these people are at home right now. And then these tradespeople show up to service properties and everyone's getting kind of annoyed by the loud equipment and by the drain. And I'm seeing contractors going to full battery crews and winning more expensive contracts because they can come in quieter. They can work a bit more efficient. People are seeing them hire a green company. So I really think that those kind of two fields. And then the third one, if I can have a bonus one, is the impact of AI. And I know it'll never replace tradespeople. I think it'll help them be more efficient. I don't see it replacing anybody, but I think those are what I'm keeping my eye on.
Those are all points well taken. It's going to be very interesting to see what robotic mowers do, what the battery operated and AI. Those are all things that are amazing. I think at the end of the day, one of the things that's going to be constant, Matt, is our lawns are not going to be teleported to India, worked on and sent back. It's still going to require human interaction. And I think there's still going to be a big need for training your people, the hands-on stuff. You're still going to have to show them how to use a nursery spade and all the other things. I mean, I just don't see that going out of the way soon. So I think we're on the right track. Speaking of trends, Matt, we've got something exciting to announce. Why don't you talk a little bit about the partnership that the Grow Group has with Greenius? Very excited to roll that out.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this. We are looking at partnering. Well, we are partnering with the Grow Group to bring sales training to the industry. And I think it's the one of many paths. We're just starting with sales training.
Exactly.
But why I'm really excited is, one, it's really expensive to go out and send your landscape sales team to sales training, or you got to pay their travel, hotels, or if you bring somebody in, that's really expensive. We have this platform where your sales team can watch it from anywhere with internet access and get that valuable information during a time when your sales might start slumping. We're going to be here to help train and bring those salespeople. And what else has got me really excited is we don't have any of this in Greenius right now. So it's filling a big gap in our library. And I'm really proud of the Grow Group and Marty to step up and help us bring that to the industry.
Matt, I'm super excited. It's a way of us reaching more people. I think when folks go through the Greenius training, they're going to see my enthusiasm for sales. And you know, Matt, at the end of the day, nothing happens till somebody sells something. And I frequently find they tend to be younger, upstart entrepreneurs, which have landscaping companies, and they're very infatuated with the equipment. And they want to, and I always tell them, listen, you love the equipment, love the equipment. You want to buy more? Yeah, I'd like to buy everything. I want to buy a Bobcat. I want to buy another this. I want to buy a dump trailer. Listen, if you grow your business, you can buy all this stuff. And so what we're hoping happens is a lot of these folks that are excited about the equipment, they want to go and do some sales training. They want to figure out a way to grow their business through making more sales. And we're going to do that. We've got our best stuff there. And Matt, super excited for the opportunity to partner with you on that. And we're going to change some lives. I know we are, because just the convenience of it, the platform that you have. And at the end of the day, folks, we're really good at training, but most of our training is in person. Greenius already has a platform that works. We like it. And Matt, I've already told you this, but I want to let everyone else know this. We want to do this. Our own team's going to use this, Matt. This is a way for us to train our people better. You know, yeah, I can stand up in front of them and I can do all these lessons. But if we've got this on the Greenius platform, we can have them watch it. They can take a test. They can back up and watch another one. They can go through it again. We can have certain modules that get reinforced and they can watch several times. It's just going to be, I'm so excited. I'm excited to do it for other contractors, but I'm really excited for my own team to use the product because I think it's going to help us. We've got two branch offices. We're going to have a third in the next 3 years. It's becoming difficult for us to train. So again, all this stuff that we're doing at the Grow Group, folks, it comes from our living laboratory at Grunder Landscaping Company, our mothership. We truly can relate to what you're trying to do. And I'm super excited about this offering. And I appreciate the faith that you've shown in us. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it aligns with us, industry knowledge, right? We're not faking it. It comes from a place of a lot of hard-learned lessons, and we get to bring the best of what we learned and share it with everybody. That's what I think makes our content so valuable, is that you don't have to do all the tough stuff. We've done it, and we're going to show you the best.
Yep, you're right. Listen, if you folks have enjoyed listening to us today and you want to see how we're using Greenius, okay, and the other things that we're doing, come to one of our field trips right here on the campus of Grunder Landscaping, where I'm emanating from today. We have limited spots available. There's some information attached to this. Go online to growgroupinc.com, sign up for one of the field trips, come see us, see how we're using Greenius, and we'll give you a firsthand account of it. Matt, I've loved having you on today. Thanks for your wisdom and your insight, your support, your friendship. You're a good man.
Thanks for having me, Marty. This is awesome, and I'm just so excited. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot here. We're going to be rejoicing, and when I see you in person next time, we're going to have a little alcoholic beverage to celebrate, okay?
I'm going to hold you to it.
All right, I'm buying.
Awesome.
All right, Matt. That's going to do it on this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show, and if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode. Take your phone out right now and text it to them. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for Landscape Pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas. and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture, alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.